You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now. Today, he reflects on President Bill Clinton and his steady hand in Ireland's political woes.
And a very good morning to you all. I've been a big fan of Clinton for years. That would be William Jefferson Clinton of Hope, Arkansas. Clinton was smart, and I mean that in the bookish sense of the word, because he was a Rhodes Scholar. And just in case you weren't aware of what a Rhodes Scholar is, well, a Rhodes Scholarship is named after the diamond multimillionaire Cecil Rhodes, who gave his name to Rhodesia, now called Zimbabwe. And a Rhodes Scholarship is awarded to someone of outstanding academic merit here in the United States. You get to go to Oxford University for a year, pretty much all expenses paid. But that is not to say that he wasn't without his weaknesses, foremost among which, for me, was his repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act and paving the way for the current economic fiasco we're in. More of that later, but let me first tell you about what I think was his greatest achievement, at least on the international circuit. In fact, he would tell you so himself, that the highlight of his international career was in helping to bring about peace to Northern Ireland. When I was growing up, and well into my adulthood, only one thing seemed certain about the war in Northern Ireland. It was never going to end. How could it? The two warring factions, the Catholics and the Protestants, had sunk way too far into the imbroglio of tit-for-tat reprisal killings. You must know that for those of us who had close knowledge of this situation, it was a situation that was really, really hopeless. And then along came Bill. Well, before Bill, of course, there were senior officials, particularly senior members of the Catholic clergy, who were trying to get senior politicians more heavily involved in the peace process. Clinton was one of those, and fortunately for all of us, he had the wherewithal to appoint Senator George Mitchell as the peace envoy to Northern Ireland, and this appointment proved decisive, and so too was Clinton's continued direct and personal involvement in moving the peace process along. He badgered, he bullied, he cajoled, and he charmed people back to the negotiation table again and again. And it is no exaggeration to suggest that without his intervention, people would still be slaughtering each other in Northern Ireland today. So, for that much, we can be extremely grateful to him. His biggest mistake, I would argue, was the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Banking Act, a move which effectively deregulated the banking sector too much. For example, previously there had been a clear distinction between commercial banks and investment banks. Commercial banks were like your piggy bank, safe. Investment banks were like casinos, risky. With the repeal of the law, the investment banks could now gamble with the money that was held on reserve in commercial banks. Clinton was also very gung-ho on trying to get as many people as possible having access to loans to buy a house. Everyone's going to live the American dream. Everyone's going to be able to buy a house. Well, this, of course, led to the mortgage lending deregulation and the whole subprime tsunami. People without jobs, people with poor credit scores, were now being given loans in an attempt to have everyone living the American dream. That's not to say that the American economic meltdown was all his fault. Oh no, there's plenty of blame to go around. You had the ratings agencies, people like Alan Greenspan. I could go on. But let me just finish by thanking him for what he did for Ireland. Have a lovely week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.